إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, we continue with our series of things to do and things not to do if you want to remain happily married. Today I come to the third of those, which is things not to do, and that is, do not criticize. You know, this is related to the previous one, which is don't try to mold and change or sculpt. But this is stronger because criticism comes from a position of superiority. So when you criticize somebody, there's always an implication that you think you're better. Now, nagging never works. If he wanted to marry, if he wanted a nag, he'd have married a horse. If she wanted a nag, she would have married a horse. So don't worry about nagging. Constantly going on and on about something only creates irritation and bad blood. The best thing to do is to forgive and to seek forgiveness. Nothing works like sorry. Nothing works like sorry. And ask yourself, do you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you? If the answer is yes, and of course it is yes, then forgive your spouse. And thank them for giving you so much practice in forgiveness. Because forgiveness is the secret of happiness. Really, seriously, forgiveness is the secret of happiness. Because it's only when we forgive that we are truly open our hearts and we truly the hearts come together. Nagging comes again from the same source, where we think that we somehow are going to make the spouse a better person and so on. And as I said earlier, if you really want to change your spouse, then you should ask yourself, why did you marry somebody that you then wanted to change? So never nag. Nagging is not the prerogative of women. Men are equally bad at nagging, or equally good nags, whichever way you want to look at it. It doesn't work. It doesn't work in either case. Now, let's look at things to do. The first and most important one, absolutely as essential as breathing, most critical to survival, most critical to keeping the hearts together, is to laugh. Always laugh at yourself and with others. Not at others. Very, very important to be able to laugh. Laugh at yourself. Laugh at your own, your own foibles, your own weaknesses. A sense of humor is like air. Literally, you need it to remain alive. Laugh, especially when you are having problems. Laugh at yourself for marrying someone so irritating, and you thought you were clever, and laugh because she was stupid enough to marry you. Couples who can laugh together stay together. I always say three things: couples who can laugh together, stay together; couples who can play together, stay together; and couples who can pray together, stay together. To combine these two things, which is do not criticize and laugh, very important to remember that one of the worst things that you can do, and which is sadly very common, is to become self-righteous. To start acting as if you are so holy and you are so pious and so pure, and your spouse is not. And that self-righteousness is arrogance. The self-righteousness is bad in deen, and it is something which is totally harmful. It is completely lethal for the marriage. So never be self-righteous, never criticize, and laugh at yourself and laugh with your spouse. With Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there are so many incidents in his seerah. One of the famous ones is that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to race with Aisha radhiyallahu anha. You know, they used to play together, and he used to race with her. And initially, she used to beat him in the race, and she was fast. But after some time, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to beat her. Because she became a bit heavy, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam they would laugh together, and he would laugh and say, "See what happened to you, and I'm now able to beat you in the race." So it's a beautiful thing to be able to laugh together, and it's something that's absolutely critically important and absolutely, you know, hugely beneficial for the marriage that you are able to laugh together. Laughing together also is a sign of respect for each other, because you laugh together with your equals. And that's something very important, that you respect each other. That's very, very important that we respect each other. And that's the sign of that is laughing and enjoying things together. Laughing together also means you enjoy things together, you understand each other's sense of humor, no matter how strange it might be. And this really, truly builds muhabba, builds hub, builds love between the spouses. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill your lives with laughter, fill your lives with beautiful laughter for each other, with each other, and to fill your lives with joy and with obedience to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and following the sunnah of his Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika.